This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Holiday storms that pounded much of the nation with snow and rain did little to ease the overall grip of the worst U.S. drought in decades. The weekly U.S. Drought Monitor report, released Thursday, shows that about 61% of the continental U.S. remained in some form of drought as of Tuesday. That's down less than a percentage point from the previous week. That number has been above 60% largely since July. More than 21% of the lower 48 states are in extreme or exceptional drought, the two worst categories. That's down slightly from the previous week as well. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering discipline for a judge accused of misconduct. The Judicial Disciplinary Commission has recommended removing St. Louis Associate Circuit Judge Barbara Peebles. It says Peebles was tardy and did not sufficiently supervise her clerk. The commission also says Peebles left for a vacation without making proper arrangements and removed a court document. Missouri's High Court heard arguments Thursday. Peebles has been a judge since 2000 and was defended by former Supreme Court Judge Ronnie White. White says Peebles made some mistakes, but that removing her is too harsh. He says Peebles started work later to allow a clerk to handle housekeeping matters and was intending to streamline the process. He says Peebles removed the court document because she was confused about its origin and purpose. A bill pre-filed in the state Senate would eliminate the 20 solid waste management districts in the state and lower the landfill fees that fund them. The management districts, most of which cover multiple counties, help local entities get grants to help pay for recycling programs or other efforts to divert material from landfills. State Senator Kurt Schaefer's bill would eliminate those districts. It would instead direct the money from landfill fees directly to the State Department of Natural Resources, which would award the grants directly. He calls the management districts an antiquated bureaucracy, a middleman that can legally spend up to half of its budget on administrative costs.
20, 30 years ago, you certainly needed to provide some incentives to get people to recycle and promote some programs that kept things going from landfills. But that is such a mature market now, and landfill space is so expensive.
Deanna Trass is the executive director of the Mid-Missouri Solid Waste Management District, which covers eight counties. She says it's unrealistic for the DNR to pick up the organizational duties of the 20 management districts in the state.
They can't monitor. DNR has a lot on their plate as is. They created the districts because it allows projects to actually be looked at fully. It gives each county an opportunity to actually implement something that will help the county.
The bill would lower the fees collected per ton at landfills in the state, but Schaefer estimates it wouldn't actually lower the amount of grant money available to cities and counties. It would just eliminate the budget for administrative costs. The legislative session starts January 9th. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.